Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
844-843-6879. Hanging with you here on a Wednesday night. On the grid, man, do we got a lot going on. Less than 24 hours from now, the official first week of college football will kick off. In fact, 24 hours from now, when me and Joe do our Thursday night program, we will probably be diving in to try to put in one or two last plays during halftime of the Penn State-Purdue game, is my guess, right when we come on the air, the way they drag those games out. I'm sure that they'll either just be starting the second half or in halftime when we start Carver and Lisi tomorrow night. But this is it. Now, I know it was week zero last week, but this is really Christmas Eve for Joe Lisi. Like, that was just like a small appetizer. That's like when, you know, your uncle comes over the week before Christmas and brings you a present and says, here you go. Like, this is really Christmas Eve for Joe, what's about to go on tomorrow. So we got a big football show tonight. We'll preview all the games that are on the slate tomorrow night in college football. We'll give our favorite over-under plays for the season in college football. We went through all the over-unders the last few months. Tonight, me and Joe's favorites, we'll give them out. We have some NFL to do. Of course, we have the late-night MLB going as well. Good to have you aboard with us. Mike Carver along with Go for the Two, the encyclopedia of college football, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Let's go. This is it, baby. I feel like we're in game time. I feel like it's game day. We got game.
Was I right about that, Joe? Like, last week was just like, you know, the uncle comes over a week before Christmas. That gets you, whets the appetite a little bit for Christmas Day. But really, Joe, you're feeling it now. I mean, tomorrow starts.
This is it, and I'm going through the Twitter feeds, the Instagram, Arkansas putting the labels and the hog on the side of the helmets. I love that, baby. I love the walkthrough. They pan the stadiums. I heard Terry Bowden talk today at the press conference, good friend of the show, talking about, hey, if you're defeated before you step out on the field, what's that all about? Everybody's got a shot. Everybody.
Except
Utah State. Nobody thinks State's got a shot. Not even ESPN. Don't even show up, Utah State. I tell you what, 99.3% chance you're going to lose.
Well, I mean, you don't disagree with those odds?
No. Well, here's the thing, Carver. I understand they're heavy underdogs, but when Alabama was playing like Kentucky, or when they were playing like other, you know, no nonsense teams, the Citadel, they were like 97.5%. This is the highest in terms of the FPI I've ever seen.
You would think that Utah State finished last in the Mountain West last year, not that they won the Mountain West last year.
I can't
wait
to tweet
at the way that that's.
I can't. Don't even show up. I'm going to put the bulletin board material. Don't even show up. ESPN doesn't even believe it. Wait until Lisi works in the lab at in the middle of the night with the tweets.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here on a Wednesday night, as the college football season is upon us. Tomorrow will be 1 week away from the NFL season. My Buffalo Bills kicking things off against the Rams next Thursday night. Oh, we can't get there fast enough, baby. Let's go. Baby.
What a game that is. What a game that is.
That's a good game to
start
the year.
But we have to get there first. We're going to have so much action.
Oh, we got too much college to get through before we get there.
The wave. We're going to be riding the wave.
Week two is even better. Too much college.
Week two is even... In week two, we have, what do we have? We have the late night action is Baylor BYU in week two, but there's another game in Corvallis. Who's coming to Oregon State that week?
I don't know.
It's a crazy. Is it Fresno? No, it's Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno.
Week two, we have Fresno on the road in Corvallis.
No. And that game is at Fresno. Oregon State's going to Fresno in that game.
Boise goes to Oregon State this
weekend. Correct.
That's the bailout. Oh, I can't wait. I'm all over Oregon State. I cannot wait. Selling them hard, Boise. I'm already on their win total under. So.
Wow. Already giving one away. He's on the under for the win total.
I could give. I have more in the.
Listen, I got several. I have several.
I got more in the holster, as they say. Bing.
I know you've got plenty that you've played. That's for sure. We also have the baseball going on. Yankees and Angels scoreless. Bottom of the second. Phillies lead the Diamondbacks. We've got the Cardinals and the Reds tied at 2 in the 10th. Cubbies lead the Jays in the bottom of the 9th. Jeez, how about that? So a lot going on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, get it rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to have you aboard with us tonight as we are diving in to the college football season full force here. It's Christmas Eve for Joe. He's super excited. He's listening to press conferences. He's watching team equipment guys put decals on a helmet.
Excited, right? You're not excited at any
point. I'm excited. Of course I'm excited. But you're on another, obviously, and I get it. This is it for you. I mean, college football, there's really nothing else that matters to Joe Lisi except college football. So I do get it. I'm obviously excited, but I'm not watching them put the hog on the helmet or whatever it was that you saw earlier on Instagram.
What'd you say?
Putting the hog on the helmet or whatever they were doing in Fayetteville.
Let me just put it into perspective for you, okay?
Okay.
Memories are equated by the college football season. So it's like, Joe, do you remember 1991, Thanksgiving or, the week before Thanksgiving? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's the week that Carlos Snow ran all over Minnesota in 1991. They abused him on the road,
Yeah.
I remember that. That's the same weekend, Tennessee was a 6.5-point dog in the miracle at South Bend where they fell behind. I remember because I was in Fordham looking at the spreads in the cafeteria in the New York Post. And I said, I love Tennessee catching 6.5. Andy Kelly, Aaron Hayde. I equate life memories to the college football season.
There's nothing wrong with that, Joe. That's okay. Some people do that.
My whole life revolves around, what are you doing? What did you do in September? I equate it. What week was that? Anything from, February through early August, I don't remember in any capacity. On any given year for the lifetime. But you hit me with anything for as long as I've lived from, basically late August through January, late January. It's whatever I did during the college football season. Could tell you probably what I was wearing, too.
Well, but that's we don't need to go that far, Joe. Now, here's the first thing I'm going to say to you about tomorrow. And I guess this is also dependent upon where you live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of games tomorrow night. Now, is there a lot of great games? No. Is there a lot of marquee games? No. Obviously, Penn State and Purdue and the Backyard Brawl are the two games, Joe, that everybody's going to be fixated on here. Oklahoma State does play the Chippewas. They're in Stillwater. Tennessee, Ball State, Mizzou, and La Tech. Minnesota has New Mexico State coming in. But there are several other games, Joe. But, of course, they have FCS teams And the hard part about that is a lot of these books, you know, are kind of slow to the jump, Joe, with putting these games up. Now, a lot of people do like playing these games. Like tomorrow night, you've got Arizona State's playing Northern Arizona. Fresno State's playing Cal Poly. San Jose State's playing Portland State.
I mean, come on.
I understand, Joe. Northern Illinois is playing Eastern Illinois. Wake Forest is playing VMI. Toledo against Long Island. FIU against Bryant. UCF against South Carolina State. Like, Akron against the Terriers. St. Francis, PA. You know, like.
Are you serious?
But
I mean, there's lines on these games. Big deal.
But the lines for those games are if you're in our new era, Joe, of legalized sports betting, these lines are extremely difficult to find. Like, I'm looking even at a bunch of the Jersey books because I won't even waste my time with New York. I mean, New York, you can't even. We just have to be thankful that we have it, whatever they give us. They're not going to be able to find extra games like that. Now, last year, Joe, I felt in Jersey, were they putting those games up the morning of the game?
Yeah.
Okay. So they
even with the props, like they were late with the props too on outside the major games. Typically, they put them out the night before.
So, I mean, are you thinking that tomorrow we might be able to catch something with either Arizona State or with the Huskies of Northern Illinois? Like, are we going to be able to dabble in these games tomorrow?
Right, there's 130 teams in FBS, okay? I cover the FBS. The FCS, you want to cover the FCS guy. And you want to come in on...
Well, I just want to know what the line is because I want to take Northern Arizona against the Sun Devils. I'm going to get the points. I want the points.
But why that game?
Because I think Arizona State is going to suck this year. That's why. Even though they're going to win that game, if that's a heavy number, like North Carolina. Did North Carolina and Florida State cover last week?
No.
So, take my shot.
Then why not? Then why not take Ball State? Why not take St. Francis over Akron, who sucks with Joe Moore?
Well, that's the same category. I can't get a line for that game.
Well, I'm just saying, though, but why'd you zone in on, you got a guy, you're getting info? Somebody knows something about something?
No, I'm just saying, Joe, we want to get the FCS games up there a little bit quicker than some of these books do. Get the FCS games up.
I can't be bothered. I'm sorry.
I know if we were in the big city, they'd be up on the board in plenty of places.
I know.
But
I know. Big city. The big city. Right.
Boy, you got a problem out there?
No. No.
I love the big city. Why would you,
I love the big city, too. I just, come on.
East Coast guy. East Coast guy.
I'm an East Coast guy.
East Coast football. East Coast football.
And I'll say, right, East Coast football. The West Coast was built by the East Coast. Let's just start there. Okay? It was built by East Coast minds. I'll just say that.
Well, right? Let's start to. We're going to have to start. Bodie
surfing in the reef.
Jeez. Well, we're going to have to just start to dive in with the games that we do have for now. And you're right, there are some big spreads here, even with some of these teams, the biggest being Minnesota with the 36.5 against New Mexico State, who lost to Nevada last week. Although, do they fall into your category, Joe, of playing a game already? They've already played, so they're going to have...
I mean, they already played. I mean, the other factor
and a short week. How about already
home,
played and a short
Kill.
Week? They played a short week, too.
They have inexperience at the quarterback position. He should be a little bit
better.
They suck, but, I mean, Nevada wasn't bad in that ballgame. They ran in the second half. They wore down.
Here's my problem with that. I mean, PJ usually doesn't, lay the wood on these teams.
No,
you know?
He struggles with these out-of-conference, but I tell you what, I just have a feeling they're going to pace them. I'm looking to lay in it this week.
When Minnesota's played these games in the past...
They lose.
That was just Bowling Green last year. Like when they normally play, how often are they playing these FCS teams? Do they usually take
an FCS team? They're playing New Mexico.
They should be an FCS team. My apologies, Joe. Jeez, But when they play these lesser teams, does PJ in the last few years, does he lay the hammer down if he needs to?
No, I think he struggles sometimes with that.
So last year he lost outright. He lost outright to Bowling Green last year. Mm-hmm. He beat Miami of Ohio and he barely 31-26.
Right. They struggle.
I'm gonna look the years before that, Joe, when we come back. Let's see if we can find a little angle with PJ here. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, keep rocking on the grid, getting ready for college football right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hanging with you on a Wednesday night, getting ready. College football, the real week one, starts tomorrow. Thursday night games, Friday night games, 15-plus hours of games on Saturday, and then one game Sunday night, one game Monday night. It is on, baby. Let's do it. All right, Joe, so when we were going to break, I was throwing out there, I wanted to look and see what Minnesota has done in these non-conference games. If PJ puts the hammer down, if they usually struggle, maybe they get up and they don't pour it on, et cetera, et cetera. Because 36.5, even though New Mexico State sucks, for the kind of offense that Minnesota runs, Joe, I mean, it could be a decent number. So he got to Minnesota in 2017.
Right.
In 2017, he beat Buffalo at home 17-7. I think that might have been the better Buffalo team, to be fair.
Had Jared Patterson and the crew. I think he was a freshman.
Maybe. Okay. Middle Tennessee, 34-3 at home. Wouldn't have covered this number. In 2018, New Mexico State, who they're playing, came to Minnesota 48-10. Would have covered this number. Miami of Ohio, 26-3. 2019, South Dakota State barely won, 28-21. Georgia Southern barely won, 35-32. Some of these lower teams, Joe, they have had some, not great efforts. 2020, we can't count. That was the COVID year. They only played Big Ten teams. And then last year, squeaker with Miami of Ohio again, 31-26. Lost to Bowling Green outright, 14-10. I don't know, Joe. I mean, if you just look at the history since Fleck's been there, you can only really get one game where they would have covered a number like this, and it was against the team they're playing. Now, I know that we had this discussion with Dave last night. It's hard to get to compare this stuff because you have, especially that far out, you got completely different teams here. But I'm just looking at the coach history. New Mexico State looked awful last week, Joe, but 36.5, I might be intrigued just because I don't know if BJ, if he'll go out to whack him, he's the kind of guy that can get up 31-0 and just, end the game and run the clock out. Like, that's the kind of way that BJ runs it.
The problem I have is here. I think they have a significant advantage in the interior. Mo Ibrahim comes back. He was a All Big Ten selection, right? Rushed for over 100 yards.
Lost him in the opener last year, right?
Right, but he rushed for 130 on that Ohio State.
We had the over in that. We had the over for Mo before he got hurt.
The targeting call killed us. The kid that targeted.
Yeah, that was a tough.
Non-targeting. That was a horrible week one call, but I'm not going to go there. So I just think they're going to be able to run like at will. And the problem is like their defense was top 10 in almost every statistical category. Rushing defense, 95 yards. Passing defense, 181. 17.5 points allowed per game. And they have a redshirt freshman, that kid Frox or whatever, that started from New Mexico State. He's a freshman. I don't know. I'd rather not bet it or just, for me. See, I'm leaning to Minnesota being a really good team, and I know what you're saying. So I might not play it. You could, maybe the play is to take the 36.5. They start slow, and then maybe we get that number under, 28. 24. But then how many years are they going to start slow? That's the only thing. Like, if you're buying a team to start to win it,
well,
like
especially since they also lost one of these games last year. You know, they lost the Bowling Green game.
Right. So, you know, that's all over the bulletin board, right? Let's just take them out early. Let's abuse them. You know, now Jerry Kill, I'm sure, is upset about Fleck taking his job.
How about I give you a different angle then, instead of the 36.5? Because, as usual, when you get a big spread like that, you look at the total. I mean, 52.5, if you think that the Minnesota D maybe is not going to give anything up, maybe the under 52.5 is more in our wheelhouse. That way, if Minnesota, you know, really whacks them, you know, 42-3 or something like that, we go to the under. What do you think? Maybe the under is better. I might like the under better than the 36.5.
Right. Because you got to think that Jerry doesn't want to get into a shootout, and he didn't lose his job. It was Tracy Clace, but that was his assistant. You know, now I'm just saying. You know, maybe
Jerry's been gone a long time in Minnesota. Yeah.
When he had the health issues, then Clay's took. I didn't think Clay should have been fired, but that's something else. We can get into that. But here's what I do want to know. When they were, because Nevada ran at will in the second half of that game.
Right.
I mean, they just controlled the line of scrimmage. I do want to see how much they rushed for in the second half. Because that means they wore down, and I think Minnesota's much bigger on the offensive line. They gave up a 179 in that game Saturday night. How much in the second half? They allowed 4 yards per carry. We know Minnesota's going to run it, right?
Yeah.
Can they limit chunk plays? If they limit chunk plays, then obviously we have a shot.
Well, I mean, if they limit chunk plays, Joe, you can get either the 36.5 or the under 52 because they're just, the clock's just going to churn. You know, right. The clock, because you're right, they are going to run the football. It's what they do. And they got that kid. He's been there for like 9 years playing quarterback too, right? What's his name? The quarterback? Yeah, he sucks too. I mean, he's not good.
He had 10 touchdown passes last year.
I mean, that's embarrassing. So when they lost Big Mo, I mean, that was... And it's not like they lost every game. I mean, they had some good wins last year. But Morgan is... That guy...
But he threw for 30 when he had Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman. He just hasn't had wide receivers. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know, I think without PJ speed plays on the a perimeter. Certain way. PJ's ground and pound, man.
I don't know.
This is tough. I'm leaning to the under 52.5,
you might
Joe.
Get
than
me
the,
in
than
on
the points.
I might place. I might put it in a teaser. I can't think it straight.
But what's that on tomorrow night? That game? Can we get that? What channels are you on?
I thought it's on ESPN3 or Big Ten. Now.
I'm asking you. Oh, BTN tomorrow for that game.
Yeah.
BTN. What's the and obviously the Penn State game's on Big Fox.
Right.
What's the brawl on? Brawl's on ESPN.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma State's on FS1.
Mm-hmm.
And what about late night? FS1 for Fresno State. Pac-12 for Arizona State. Man, nobody Pac-12 network. I mean, there's probably just like a machine in there pushing the buttons. I mean, nobody even works at that place.
They have announcers. They have
Because, I mean, they're about to go down again, Joe. Obviously, the news today in college football, because God forbid we just start the season talking about the games.
Oh, I know.
God forbid we do that, Joe.
Can we stop?
So basically, the suits at ESPN, the big powerful television people, went to Brett Yormark in the Big 12 and said, hey, you want to start talking dollars for your next television deal? And Brett, of course, is going to say sure. And the ESPN suits went to Brett and said, all right, you're going to be willing to let Oklahoma and Texas go to the SEC a little earlier, right? Because then we'll give you guys like a little something on top. That's kind of how I picture the negotiations are going, Joe. That's what this is about.
Is that what ESPN, they said? All right.
Well, ESPN, of course, now owns the SEC.
Right.
I mean, everything is going to be on ESPN. So they want to get Oklahoma and Texas into that as fast as humanly possible. So they already have the Big 12, their new members joining next year, BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. And I also read in that story, Joe, that if this all does cultivate fast, the Big 12 television deal, that would possibly bring Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado into the fold as well in that new Big 12. So
that would be great. That would be great.
I'll tell you who it wouldn't be great for. Cal, Stanford, Wazoo,
and the Pac-12 commissioner. That guy hit the ground running.
I hope Stanford's going to be ready to take some trips to Hawaii and New Mexico and Wyoming.
Boise Air Force. Get ready for the Mountain West, baby.
Get ready. That's where you're headed.
But you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Oregon State and Washington State in the Mountain West. That would be pretty good, in Cal too.
Man, they might actually win the conference then.
I'm just saying that would be good for them.
I don't think that they would quote unquote move to the Mountain West. I think that the Pac-12 would absorb the Mountain West teams that are most viable into a new conference that probably shouldn't be called the Pac-12, but will still be called that, if you know what I mean.
Well, they have to, for marketing reasons.
It wouldn't be one way or the other. It wouldn't be the Mountain West taking the Pac-12 teams. It would be the five remaining Pac-12 teams taking in a whole bunch of the Mountain West. That's how it would go.
Yeah. Where tradition and pageantry.
Yeah, tradition.
We have
Joe. The Conference of Champions. Pac-12. That's what Walton says all the
time,
right?
Imagine the commissioner, though. He got baited hook, line, and sinker. Oh. You want this job? You want to be Pac-12 commissioner? We'll pay you $1 million. All right.
Well,
okay.
Think about his year, Joe. First of all, a year ago, he had that dopey deal that he made with the Big Ten and the ACC, which basically was amounted to toilet paper, that deal that he made with those guys. Then he loses UCLA and USC. What a year. Now he's about to lose more teams. Jeez. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Still scoreless in Anaheim between the Yankees and the Angels. They're in the bottom of the fourth in that game. So several other things going on in baseball as well. Before we get back to the games for tomorrow, Joe, I'm trying to stay away from news that doesn't involve the actual games, but there's really nothing I can do about it. So, allegedly, the crack crab and lobster suits that run the college football playoff committee. I guess this is technically called the college football playoff board of managers. God, they got so many titles around here. They're allegedly going to meet Friday with a goal of adopting an expanded playoff bracket as early as the 2024 season. The bracket would likely expand to 12 under the leading proposal, which was the original concept from back in June of last year. The vote must be unanimous by the 11 members. Trust me, they all know what they're going to vote when they walk in that room. The 11-member board includes university CEOs representing each conference, plus Notre Dame president John Jenkins. Another reason why Notre Dame never has to join any conference. They always have their own seat at every table. So just realize that.
King
right,
Pins.
Joe? That's
they're
why. Yep. That's
the that's the kingpins.
That's
Teflon.
That's right.
Teflon.
Now this is funny. Now this is only funny, Joe, because remember, this is why you can never believe these people. Suits that run the NCAA, and these are all separate entities, by the way. The NCAA, the college football playoff, all this stuff. They're all jokers, liars, morons, whatever you want to call them. They told us in January, Joe, around the national championship game, that after they declined it, that now it was impossible till 2026, right? That's what they said. Four has to stay now until 2026. Well, man, Joe, that took, let me look here. Tomorrow, September 1st, took about 9 months. Suddenly, they got it back on the table for 2024. It's amazing how these things happen so quickly, Joe. It really is. You want to know why? Because, Joe, when they come into the room and all those suits are sitting there and they're eating that crack crab and lobster, And they've got their Pinot Grigio, you know, right on the side of that. And then a guy walks in, and he doesn't bring one wheelbarrow. He brings like five wheelbarrows full of stacks of $100 bills, and he drops them on the table. They put their crab and their lobster down for a minute, and they look at each other, and they go, all right, you know what? Let's approve this thing. This is a lot of money. That's how it goes, Joe. See, that's,
you
what,
know what it
that's
is?
How it happens.
It's called Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio. I was at a restaurant in the city, and a waiter did Pinot Grigio. Anyway, you're right. Money drives the bus. It's college football. We know that. I agree. I know. We got to go with it. What bothers me is, like, we're in week one, and I'm not saying you. Like, I could care less about this. It's week one.
This is something that's not going to happen until 2024. So
I know. Like we, you know when this is relevant? January 30th, 2023. That's when we could talk about it. From then, there's no reason. I'm not saying that. We're talking about it now. But, like Leary, you want to put this, you know, carrot out there now before the season? Who cares? You know what I care about? Whether Arkansas is going to pace Cincinnati or not in Fayetteville. That's all I care about. I want to see the road uniforms by Ball State tomorrow night in Tennessee.
Look, I told you that I wanted this, so I'm glad that I'm going to eventually get it. I am going to be happy because, you know, I know that guys like you. Well, yeah, and look, here's the best part, you know, and I know guys like Nick don't like it, Saban, because now he has to win one or two more games to win his every other year national title, which he'll still win, by the way, Joe, because 9 times out of 10, the best two teams are still going to get there at the end because it's college football. That's just the way it goes. But at least now they have a couple more opportunities to maybe potentially get picked off.
So there's no more arguments. College football's fixed. We fixed it with a 12-team playoff, right?
I mean,
it's fixed. Everybody can.
What do you mean fixed?
You know, the UCFs, everybody's up. You know, we're good now, right? We're good. We're back. Everything is perfect now.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why the basketball tournament's at 68 now, and they're talking about putting it at 80. Nobody's ever happy.
That's the problem. So here we go. Well, why don't we just let in all 130 teams?
Well, the next fight will be, Joe, how do they decide the 12 teams? Is this going to be every conference gets an automatic bid? Is this going to be one guaranteed group of five? Is this going to be just the crack, crab, and lobster committee gets to pick the 12 teams and conference championships don't matter? That'll be the next hurdle, Joe, that has to be climbed after they get through this
one. That we're going to talk about in January.
Well, yeah, because now, Joe, like you, I don't really care about it right now because I don't believe any of them anyway. So call me when it's official. It's time to actually put the ball in the ground and kick it off, as far as I'm concerned, Joe. That's all that I care about.
That's it. Toe meets leather.
We discussed the Minnesota game at pretty good length. I don't think you have anything more to add to that, Joe, with Minnesota and New Mexico State.
No, I think Minnesota's the team to beat in the West, but we'll see.
What about the other heavy spread tomorrow night, which is Hendon Hooker and Tennessee with the 35.5 on Rocky Top against Ball State, 66.5 the total? Is Hendon Hooker and Josh? Whoa! You're taking Ball State with the five tutties? Five tutties for Ball State?
The five tutties. I'm taking Ball State.
Wow.
They're going to have to slow down the tempo. They're not built offensively to go toe-to-toe with Hendon Hooker. They're not. They don't have the quarterback play. They don't have the speed on the perimeter.
Yeah.
They are a methodical offense that's going to slow tempo, and they're going to try and keep Hendon Hooker on the sidelines. I don't know if they do it, but with a game against Pittsburgh playing at home, there could be maybe a fast start, or maybe they're a little inconsistent early, because if Ball State gets the opening drive and they get this 6 or 7 minutes off the clock, guess what? Now it's an ugly game. So
last year, Tennessee had another MAC team in their building to open the year, which was Bowling Green, and they beat them 38-6, which would not have covered this number. They also played Tennessee Tech at home, who they whacked 56-0.
Yeah, but I believe Joe Milton started that game. It wasn't Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker came on in the loss to Pittsburgh, where the total was 53.5, and I was all over, and they bet it straight up to 56 by game time. Never look back.
Did you? I don't know if you saw this or not, because you always love to see where the action is and where it isn't. Did you know that Tennessee, in some houses, is the second most bet team in terms of tickets and dollars to win the SEC this year behind Alabama. Second most. I mean, more than Georgia. And obviously, Joe, that people are looking for the old value. You know, that's what people are looking for. Looking for value.
Well, look at the East, though, Carver. You have Kentucky with Will Levis. That's not a
Well, East is the path. Yeah, East is the path. If you're ever going
to
get there.
So you're not going to lay Georgia. That's basically minus 1,500 to win 10 games.
You're betting on that maybe Tennessee can upset Georgia is what you're betting on.
But they got to go to Sanford Stadium. They were able to move the football. They put up 17 points. They struggled last year in Neyland Stadium. And once they got inside the 30, they couldn't do anything in terms of I'm going to say the 30 for them was a red zone as opposed to the 20. Once they got inside the 30-yard line, they couldn't do anything. Completely one-dimensional. That front seven shut them down. They're going to have to come up with some better ingenuity inside the red zone to attack Georgia this year. Not going to be easy.
So you're taking this 35.5, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Wow. Man, Joe. I was thinking about laying it with Hendon Hooker.
My guy.
I figure maybe they'd come out with a little splash in opening week. What did Ball State do last year in the Attic Conference? Who'd they play, Joe? Checking right now.
I don't remember off the top of
last year's Ball State team. They played Penn State. They lost 44-13.
That's right.
They played that game where they got whacked in Wyoming.
That was the week after Penn State beat Wisconsin, no?
It was week two, yes. It was Saturday, September 11th last year. So
they had a very tough ball game.
They squeaked by against Western Illinois. Yeah. I'm thinking about laying it with Hendon Hooker.
I don't know. That game's on SEC Network?
That's a good question, Joe. I don't know who's got that game tomorrow.
Now, I'm going to have to adjust the gym workout tomorrow.
You're going to have to adjust the gym net workout? Yeah. 7 o'clock. First kickoff is Akron at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but that Akron game's not. I mean, they're playing who?
The real first kickoff's at 7. The backyard and the Oklahoma State game and Tennessee are all at 7.
That's all I care about.
You know? Okay. Well, that's SEC Network at 7 o'clock Eastern.
I need to see a packed house. I ain't turning on week one and seeing 4,500 fans in.
Well, why can't you go? I don't understand. Why can't you go to the gym a little earlier tomorrow? I mean,
I am. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. After you get done with Ben Stevens in the afternoon, don't you? Got a little time?
Now you're gonna tell me when I have to work out. My body.
I didn't say that. I'm saying, don't you got time between Ben Stevens and the night show?
But I don't like. I like spending the day.
All right.
No.
Yeah, but
no
there's
good.
Football tomorrow, so you gotta adjust
the schedule. Oh, now it's game day. I just said I have to readjust my schedule tomorrow.
Let's finish out. So you're taking Ball State. It sounds like to me with the 35
I'm
and a half.
I'm on Ball State. Because I think what happens is here you play it out in your head. If Ball State gets the ball first, they take 6 or 7 minutes off the clock. Whether they score or not doesn't matter. All right, Bubby. Here we go.
Do you think the Tennessee D is that bad?
They allowed over 430 yards per game last year.
Yeah, against good teams.
Okay, so here we go. Where do you think they're going to be? 200 yards allowed this year?
I'm laying the 5 tutties.
All right, good. You know what? I want you to lay it.
I want you to lay it.
Okay, let's lay it. Double down. Double the meat, fat cat, boss hog. Good.
Let's do the other big spread.
Good.
I'm going to actually save Oklahoma. I'm going to do the 3 best games after the top of the hour.
All right.
Are you willing to take this Drinkwitz with 20.5 against La Tech? I'm not. I think I'm going to take the 20.5.
Love Sonny Cumbie. I think the only reason why I do. He was on Texas Tech, took him to a bowl game, got me the bowl win over Mike Leach. Why wouldn't I love Sonny Cumbie? He kept that team alive last year. He developed Donovan Smith, even though he's not the starter this year with McGuire. I think that's a poor decision. And that defense under Sonny Cumbie last year for Texas Tech as the head coach, he held 8 of 13 opponents under 100 yards rushing. He was a good defensive-minded head coach. He stepped in. The defense responded. Go back to his game plan against Baylor. They went toe-to-toe. They were catching. What was I on? I was on Texas Tech that day, catching like 11.5, 13. I think it was maybe even higher than that, 15, 16. It got up
La Tech, actually, last year, Joe, in the non-conference, were pretty respectable. They lost by
Holtz.
Yeah, they lost by one to Mississippi State. They lost by seven to NC State. They lost by two to SMU. Or SMU's in the conference game, but still.
Come on, La Tech.
Nah, I think I'm going to take La Tech. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking from the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Yankees lead the Angels 2-0 now, Joe. Bottom of the fifth. Game total live, 5.5 with two on the board. Angels plus 390 if you're a believer. Well, Gerrit Cole is pitching fairly well right now, Joe. That's for sure. Cole is, what's he got for strikeouts right now, Joe? Need to get a little strikeout counter on Cole. He has two. Not a good night for the strikeouts. But he's holding them down to zeros. Phillies lead the Diamondbacks 5-0. They're in the bottom of the fourth there in Arizona. 5-1 now, Joe. 5-1. So six on the board, 11's the live total. Red Sox lead the Twins 6-5, bottom nine, but the Twins have two on and nobody out. Still going in Cincinnati, top of the 12th. 2-2, Cardinals and Reds. How about that, Joe?
What, you want to jump on the total?
No, I'm just saying, usually these, with these silly extra inning rules, you usually don't get to the 12th anymore. How about that? They're still playing out there in Cincinnati. So we've got more to do college football-wise when we come back, Joe. We will do some of the bigger games for Thursday night. Oak State, Purdue-Penn State, the Backyard Brawl. And then, Joe, we will get into our favorite over-unders for the season. How extensive is your list?
I got about seven.
Wow. Seven, huh?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of conferences, so.
Yeah, I got probably a little more than that. I'll have to pair a couple down, maybe. Yeah, I got a lot of plays, Joe. A lot of plays. I like season-long plays. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hour number two. On the grid. We're back after this.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.